So, Beanie, I've spoken to Luke. He hated the 12 days off because he just loves to exercise and play. As an older pro, what was your take on that break?
I loved it. I'm the polar opposite to Luke 09. Now, after a busy couple of days, you know, obviously 2 games in 4 days or 3 days, yeah, it came at the right time for me personally. I know some people want to crack on with the next one, but just I felt it was just come at the right time.
You're one of the older pros in the squad. Experience at this stage of the season is vital. What's the message for the younger lads in this final 5 games?
I think it's all about handling your emotions. The teams that get promoted or get up are the ones that keep the emotions in check the most. You know, I think ability-wise, we've got one of the better squads in the league. We've got a couple of younger boys, but we've got a lot of experience as well. And it's about just trying to, you know, relax, keep calm, just keep doing the things that you've done to get that point. If you go behind, don't panic. You know, those are the main ones.
There's definitely goals in the side. Players coming back now as well. That, compared to a couple of seasons ago in that final push, there's players coming back, whereas back then there was an injury crisis. Things seem to be coming together for Wickham.
Yeah, you're spot on. I think a couple of seasons ago we had a horrible, horrible injury list. And this season I think the boys are all coming back to fitness and we've got a really big squad, and the gaffer's going to have to make some really big decisions coming up, which is good. And I know he'll be loving that, because in previous seasons he's been panicking and now he's got an abundance of choice. So I think the squad's looking excellent. I think everyone's got to be on their toes. You've got to be in your best form to stay in there. And if you're not, you know there's someone knocking on a gaffer's door and knocking on the door to play, so which is good.
League Two proves the old cliche, there is no easy games in football. Yeovil, case in point, they've had some great results, but they're an inconsistent team. That must be difficult to plan for.
Yeah, it is. And I was just saying then, before in a previous interview, that's, I think they're a young team and you get a lot of inconsistency with younger teams. But they're definitely on their day capable of beating anybody. I'm expecting them to be energetic, enthusiastic. They've got a little bit of quality as well. So we're going to have to be on our best form. But we've got a great away record at the moment, which we're going to intend on keeping.
Looking at the table, not many people predicted Accrington Stanley to be up there, but it looks like they're going to win the title. What's the squad's feelings about that? They're a similar club in terms of, you know, budget and size to Wickham Wanderers.
Yeah, listen, I've been amazed by how well they've done. Well, not amazed, because I've always admired the way Accrington play. The manager gets them going. He has a high turnaround of players, but he always seems to have his philosophy. They play football on the deck, which is nice to see as well. And on a low budget, he deserves all the credit. And for me, he's definitely been one of the managers of the season.
You talk to players in other teams. I've seen it on Twitter. Look, obviously, everyone knows who's playing who, results, everything else. It's that time of the season, fans as well. Everyone's on the radio looking at their phones. And, you know, players can't do each other favours, surely, can they?
Yeah, I like to say they can. I was on to my mate Jabba. I think that's what you're talking about, isn't
yes.
it? Yeah, just giving a phone call, a little pep talk before the game. Yeah, telling his missus to give him a little massage and all that. And he, to be fair to him, he done his part. He scored a goal, but I said to him, if you want the free Wagamamas, you've got to win. And so yeah, he didn't quite do a Messi and drag them to the win performance. He's getting a little edamame beans, I promised him. So no, seriously, on a serious note. Listen, I saw some Exeter fans say I was begging him to win. I was like, what are you talking about? All I'm saying is, like, if you've got a mate that plays, you just give him a little nudge and say, listen, do us a favour. I don't think every pro does that. So, yeah, I'm no different.
You famously scored twice this season. There's 5 games left, Beanie. Is there another pivotal goal left in the locker?
Oh, mate, that would be nice. To score the winner on the last day of the season gets us up. That would be, that's the only thing that could trump the Carlisle one. Now, on a serious note, listen, I just want to get out of the league by any means necessary. And if it means me getting one, then so be it.
If it isn't the last game of the last day of the season, will your mum and dad still be in the ground?
If they're not, then they're in big trouble. I don't even think they could leave the game early on that day, surely.
And can you run faster if it happens?
No, that was my max speed, yeah.